radio.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The Arctic chill is beginning to fade, and temperatures will actually warm up a little bit this afternoon. 53 starts to sound pretty good with a good bit of sunshine around. Not as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 34. Tomorrow's high in the middle 50s. Risk of showers, especially, I think, after lunchtime. With showers becoming likely Thursday night and into Friday morning, maybe even the rumble of thunder. But that storm system moves out of the way. The weekend looks dry. Sunshine returns Saturday. We'll be in the 50s over the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Donald Trump, just last week, he confirmed to the National Review that he is again considering a run in 2016.
Do it. Do it. Look at me. Do it. I will personally write you a campaign check now on behalf of this country, which does not want you to be president, but which badly wants you to run.
Donald Trump has been saying that he will run for president as a Republican, which is surprising since I just assumed he was running as a joke.
Is that people think that Donald Trump is a clown.
Donald Trump is a clown. I mean, does anybody seriously think that Donald Trump is serious about running for president?
Donald Trump, you know, he's a clown.
The likely moderator apparently believes that Donald Trump is a clown.
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
President Obama will go down as perhaps the worst president in the history of the United States! Exclamation point. At real Donald Trump. Well, at real Donald Trump, at least I will go down as a president.
So basically, this is the beginning of the end for Trump.
The beginning of the end.
Beginning of the end?
This is probably starting of the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency.
The strongest person usually isn't the loudest one in the room.
So right now we have Hillary's about a 75 or an 80% favorite. We have different bursts in the forecast you can look at.
Poll has Hillary Clinton up by double digits nationally, 12 points, 50 to 38, in a four-way race.
Clinton leading in Florida, Clinton leading in North Carolina, Clinton leading in Ohio, Clinton leading in Nevada. I could go on and on and on.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
And so, right now, Mr. Trump, to answer your call for political honesty, I just want to say, you're not going to be president, all right? It's been fun. It's been great. I love you. But come on. Come on, buddy.
We have a major projection right now. Donald Trump will take Ohio. That's the CNN projects. Donald Trump will carry the state of Florida. Huge win for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, while we project, will win in Kentucky, in Indiana, with its 11 electoral votes. West Virginia, Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, North Dakota, with its 3 electoral votes, and South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, North Carolina, Georgia, Iowa, Utah, Wisconsin, Arizona, Kansas with its 6 electoral votes, Nebraska with its 5 electoral votes, and Wyoming with its 3 electoral votes.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Complicated business.
A lot of people have laughed at me over the years. Now they're not laughing so much, I'll
Calling
tell you.
All stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is a big broadcast. Happy hour on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. The good news out today, polling. He's kicking everybody's butt in all of the states you heard at the end of our Trump compilation.
And here they are.
They being me and Rosie at this point.
Please clap.
I have to find this on YouTube. I didn't have time to pull it up and look for it. But apparently, Pete Buttigieg, the 37-year-old loser mayor of a crap town in Indiana, Buttigieg, I-E-G, what a weird name, please clap moment. Let's see if that comes up. Apparently, he had a moment at one of his events, and he had to do what Jeb did.
Please clap.
You know, they didn't understand that he had just said something profound and inspiring, and they were supposed to go crazy. Let's see if we can hear it on this. Pete Buttigieg elicited a moment of awkward silence during a campaign event. While several of his 2020 rivals are at the impeachment hearing stuck there, so we get to hear this. Serving as jurors in the Senate bullcrap impeachment trial with the president, he was seizing the opportunity to get face-to-face time with Iowa voters. God, he does look like Elf on a Shelf, too. By having better hands guided by better values, blah, 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 blah. What better values? So I'm going to look to you, spread that sense of hope to those that you know. Who's feeling hopeless these days? Opportunities out there if you want it, if you go for it. So let's hear this. All I'm getting is piano. Hope you're enjoying this. It's like going to a dive bar at 2 a.m. and the piano man is wrapping up his night, hoping a few more people will put a buck in the tip jar.
It soothes the nerves.
That's what I need when I come in here at 3, is soothing.
Yeah.
Jay Quinlan just walked in. Come on, is this going to play or not? Oh, thanks. That was the biggest ass waste of time today. Hi, Jay Quinlan.
Hi. Dana's en route. Work happens. We're a little late, out of breath. But we're here. We're all a little late and out of breath.
We had a nice time at the pizza place last night, and one of your clients came up to me and told me how you kicked butt on her behalf.
Oh, well, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's always nice to hear.
Can I try this one more time to see if this will play?
There we go.
Oh, it's exciting news. USA.
Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg elicited a moment of awkward silence during a campaign event in Iowa that's sparking comparisons to another viral moment during the 2016 election cycle.
Yeah.
While several of his 2020 rivals, including Sens, Bernie Sanders from Vermont, Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota are stuck in Washington, D.C., serving as jurors in a Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, Buttigieg was seizing the opportunity to get face-to-face time with Iowa voters by having better hands guided by better values on those pulleys and levers of American government, Buttigieg told the crowd.
Yeah,
I'm going to look to you to spread that sense of hope to those that you know. The candidate took a brief pause, which was met with complete silence by attendees. Come on, Buttigieg exclaimed and awkwardly chuckled, to which the crowd applauded. Buttigieg faces backlash for says tit for tat at a campaign of had it, please clap.
What is this? How come nobody's got that stupid moment? If anybody has it, send it to me, please, so I can play it, because I'm getting testy as Dana joins us. And Terry is on the phone at 272-9228. Hello?
Okay. Hey.
Yes.
Until the impeachment trial is over, can you please play that thing that you started out with every day?
Sure.
Because it's inspiring. You know, it always was. You know?
Even more so now.
Every day. That's what I'm saying. And to me, it's the best thing to play. It's just going to be a repeat. You might as well get ready to play it again, you know, in 2020, because he's going to win. I mean,
yes.
The dummies have got themselves locked down now in a trial, and they can't even go campaign. So, I mean, this is just perfect.
Yeah,
just
not
play
only
that thing every day, because you know he's going to win the trial, too. I mean,
and they're stuck in a trial that is being incredibly poorly managed by the brainless a-hole Adam Schiff. He is.
All right, good stuff.
They're all going to be grateful to him. Hi, who's this?
Barbara.
Barbara, what's up?
I just want to tell you basically the same thing that gentleman just said. That is my favorite bit that you ever played. It just tickles me and uplifts me and makes me feel good, like you said, during this time right now especially. That is the greatest clip or bit that I've ever heard.
I'm glad you like it. I never get tired of it personally.
I don't either. You could, like you said, you could play it every day, and I'd love it. I have a question.
Yes.
I wonder if you had discussed, and I try my best to listen to all of y'all from 9 till 7, and sometimes even listen to Dan at 7. But have you discussed this Jeff Coleman, where he's ripped the federal government off with so many millions of dollars?
I've seen a couple of videos about a situation involving his company over Billy or something. That's the allegation.
Yeah. It what?
That's the allegation.
Okay, well, I called Joey the other day, and Jack knew what I was talking about. And he said that some news organization had let it out. None of the candidates have talked about it yet, but this news organization let it out that he supposedly ripped the federal government off $750 million.
The figure I saw was 50-something. And again, it's still an allegation. Not that 50 isn't a lot of money. I mean, pocket change to a guy like me, but... I've not seen...
Okay, so you hadn't seen it out officially. Well, Jack said that one of the news organizations, but anyway, it was, well, like you said, allegation that he was putting extra weight on the truck of these moving military families. So, but I guess, yeah, like you said, it's alleged. Because I guess there hadn't been anything official, but anyway, I was just wondering It really shook me up because I was considering voting for him.
You know,
but anyway.
The topic you bring up in general is interesting, and thank you for the call, Barbara. Nobody's talking about the second congressional district race.
Nah,
nobody.
I wonder if Dana, though, could comment on that, since Dana has a long history with the trucking business. Do you have a comment?
Well, I mean, all I heard, so I woke up, I plugged in my thing in time to hear that.
Like putting more weight on trucks to get more money?
I mean, yes and no. I mean.
Is that a thing?
It is, depending on what kind of load you're hauling, I guess. But, like, normally you have a bill of lading that says exactly what the truck, like, what your weight is. And because you'd never want to go by a weigh station overweighed, because that's really expensive.
Well, I know. This is really what I saw just the other day, WTVY.com. I'll just read a portion of this. It seemed logical to become an issue in the congressional campaign for Alabama's 2nd District. Now, it may be a big issue for one candidate, Jeff Coleman, Dothan businessman, who is now having to answer allegations that his supersized trucking conglomerate stole mega millions from the federal government. Those claims reared their head during a candidate forum in Enterprise Thursday when somebody asked him about the matter. Civil complaint filed in 2012, that's civil, not criminal, alleges that Coven Worldwide overbilled the government by rigging paperwork to show household furnishings it moved for the military weighed more than they actually did.
Okay, so it was a moving... So essentially moving he was running, trip. Like, a moving company and doing it for the federal government.
All right, 2015, Coleman and Coven settled lawsuit for $5 million. The two whistleblowers split $1.25
million. The whistleblowers.
Yeah. Real whistleblowers, unlike the... This Eric Chiarmello.
Coleman, a Republican, blames the Obama administration. Thanks, Obama.
Hashtag truth.
Everything's Obama's fault.
Well, that explains everything.
It probably was his fault. Somewhere.
Probably so.
So, but that's, again, that's a civil issue, not a criminal. Sometimes companies make those settlements because it's less costly than...
I don't know, $50 million, $5 million seems fair to me.
Yeah, that's...
No.
I mean...
On the other hand, when you make a settlement, isn't there an implied admission of...
No.
Sometimes it's cheaper to settle than to litigate.
In that settlement, it actually says... I would be willing to bet in that settlement it says that there is no admission of guilt or wrongdoing by either party. I would be willing to bet that's in there.
Yeah, no. Sometimes in our, especially like in our divorce cases or something, even if there's bad behavior that's alleged and one of the parties, you know, feels like it's not advantageous to go to court for a financial reason, we will settle because we'll look at them and say, okay, it's going to cost you X amount of dollars to go to court to fight this.
Right.
Or you can pay them $1,500 and basically pay for this to go away and not have to deal with paying mediation fees and court fees and trial prep fees and hearing fees and deposition costs. So not at all. Like, you can't look at it like that.
We have breaking news just in from correspondent Mark Cumby.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
The beloved Planner's Peanut Man is dead at the age of 104.
What?
Okay, I just wonder, like, the PR people at Mr. Peanut, like, who came up with this and was like, you know what, guys, this week we got to shake it up. All right? Like,
we got to have something happy but yet sad.
This is big. This is in the New York Post.
We got to get ourselves back in the news.
What can we do?
It's
like one of the last three or four newspapers in America that I would actually trust. In fact, I posted something this morning from Michael Goodwin, who is an excellent conservative commentator for this newspaper. Ashes to ashes, nuts to nuts.
Stop.
Opens the story.
I wonder how long.
What? Get nuts. That's clever.
On Wednesday, Planters announced their 104-year-old spokesnut, Mr. Peanut, will no longer represent the brand following the mascot's sudden passing. It is with heavy hearts we confirm that Mr. Peanut has died at 104. Mr. Peanut, at Mr. Peanut, tweeted, the account newly renamed the estate of Mr. Peanut. In the ultimate selfless act, he sacrificed himself to save his friends when they needed him most. Please pay your respects with R.I. Peanut.
That's funny. Really odd.
That sounds like a Babylon Bee article.
But it's the New York Post.
I know.
Good for them.
Okay, so apparently it's a teaser for like the Super Bowl and there's going to be an ad or something.
For Mr. Peanut?
But I'm just wondering what kind of sacrifice would Mr. Peanut have to make for like his friends?
His life.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, in what...
You're
like,
right.
We have to eat,
they
like,
have a new logo.
The third, we encourage fans to tune into Mr. Peanut's funeral during the third quarter of the Super Bowl.
There you go.
It's a publicity stunt.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
savage.
I'm just wondering, in what scenario can one peanut satisfy you when you're like really like hankering for peanuts, right?
We need more than one.
One
right?
commentator,
one's never enough.
One commentator said, is this a joke? Because there's nothing funny about it.
Stop it.
I'm shell-shocked, added another.
Some funny stuff.
Let's get nuts.
Fake. This is almond propaganda. The real peanut is still out there. Don't fall for these lies. He will return.
Mr. Peanut didn't kill himself.
Now I'm going to have to tune in.
It's working, right?
It works.
This is what they're...
I mean, but come on. Like, that's really the only reason that I'm going to watch anyways is to see the commercials.
This story is far more authentic than what's happening in the Senate right
so
now.
So I can tell you, and Dana will vouch for me, I have watched it since the very beginning moment.
Yes.
Yes. It's so boring.
Well, Adam Schiff.
He's irritating. He irritates me to no end. I just can't watch him in those
that's
eyes.
That's what I don't understand. How can you irritate
him? Those beady little eyes.
He's a freak.
He is. I can't even watch him.
He is a freak. And he's been caught in so many different lies and fabrications and excuses. And now we want to call more witnesses. And, oh, but it was so heavy. We had to get it done by so we could go on vacation. And now they want to change the rules. It's when does this end?
So I've been sitting here watching the back and forth, and it seems like they're literally all just saying the same thing from their respective sides over and over and over again. It's like really drawing out. Like, I would be upset if I had to sit there and listen to this, and there's no cell phones, there's no talking, there's no nothing. It's got to be brutal to sit in that room and just hear the same things over and over and over.
And especially for the loser senators that are trying to be
and
the
over,
next president.
And over.
They can't be out there. Hey, Pete Buttigieg has Iowa all to himself, and for some reason used to. Well, let me find the clip where he stood before the audience trying to get them riled up, and he had a...
Please clap.
He had to cue the audience. Hey, you're supposed to be excited here.
Aw, sweet little Buttigieg.
So that is part of the reason why I could never be a candidate. I would be so awkward.
Yeah,
I'm
she
like,
would.
I just wouldn't be able, like, I can public, like, I can speak in public and that's fine, but, like, awkward interactions.
You would have a ha-ha moment.
Like, I would.
I would
definitely
be a
would.
Great candidate.
You would. It's the tech vest.
I would raise some hell.
Give them hell, Greg.
Right now, I'm going to give you the name and address of a great paint store, which is John Lee.
Or that. Or
getting
that.
Deep into the fourth decade here in the River Region, the official home for the color charts, Montgomery's Historic District. Staffed by professionals who can answer any questions you might have about a painting project. For example, what kind of roller is the best for the surface I'm painting? How do I patch a hole? What do I need for that? Running down a checklist to make sure, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, that you have everything you need so you don't have to drop everything and run back to the store once you start. And if you're hiring somebody to do the work for you, insist that they use a quality paint like Richards for the interior of the home or John Lee's brand new brand that carries their name, John Lee Solar Proof, for exterior painting, a paint that's formulated with low viscosity so that mold can't develop. Are you trying to show me what it says on the sign?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it disappeared from the screen.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I know as you're going north, it says something in effect that failure is generally never a blowout. It comes in slow leaks.
Right.
See?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that feeble. And if nothing else, when you pass their store, they'll make you think. But the next time you need paint, think of them. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. And pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life.
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Sports View. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Give it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Megan took a flight. In Canada, they went through the Office of Immigration. Leaving their cushy royal life to watch hockey and eat poutine like any good Canadian. Put maple syrup on their pancakes with a side of Canadian bacon. Tim Hortons coffee. They'll end their sentences with a mispronouncing about as a foot. Trading in the crowns for a native winter toque. Harry is done with fox hunting. He's gonna hunt for moose. Left the UK, moved to Canada.
Horrible man in the White House and all the rest. It is 3:29 already on News Talk 93.1 FM. It's Greg, Rosie, and Dana and Jacqueline are in the house with us this afternoon, Delk and Tomlinson. And we have William B. on the phone. It must be important.
Good afternoon. How is everybody?
Hi.
Yes? What happened to him?
Uh-oh.
William B., where did you go?
We were hoping for a little more from you than just hello.
He'll call back.
I had to get it to you. There you go. Maybe that was it.
There
what
we go.
Happened? We missed
What did we miss?
Yeah, we missed the...
We had about 20 seconds of silence after you said hello.
Oh, okay. No, I was saying I sent you something on Messenger. I think it's what you were talking about, the video from that... awkward silence moment.
Oh,
if it came through.
Yeah, well, thanks to this crap computer we work with in the studio, I can't play it because it won't accept. I like that.
Well, I tried.
No, I needed an email or an MP3. I'll try.
Oh, okay.
Maybe sometimes it'll do us a favor and actually work the way it's supposed to. But I've learned not to depend on that. Just like, why would I go to YouTube? This is a big thing. Everybody's been talking about this Pete Buttigieg moment where he expected a reaction from the crowd, and they just sat there and gave him this. So
yeah, kind of I didn't know if you could do it from Messenger or whatever, but anyway, I sent it to you. Oh, and talking about the weight on the trucks thing, that is a thing. What you do when you when they move military families and all that, what they do is weigh the truck empty, and then pick up the load and then weigh it, allegedly, I don't know if anything's to this or not, but somehow what it is when you weigh the truck empty, between the time you weigh the truck and the time you pick up the furniture or whatever, you add some weight to it.
Hey, if the Democrats get back into power, we'll be, as people, having to stop at weigh stations to make sure we're following the proper government diet and our BMI
falls
within their approved standards, bastards.
Thanks, Obama.
But yeah, that's
Hashtag Obama problems.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. wait a minute. I'm going to run because I found it, and I think the link you sent will work. So
yay!
Okay.
William B.
Thanks. All right, here's William B.'s work for this. This will play in a second. No, it won't, because I have to take this one down. Because God forbid I should ask the machine to do two things at once.
By having better hands guided by better values on those pulleys and levers of American government. So can I look to you to spread that sense of hope to those that you know?
Yeah, okay, let's hear that one more time.
By having better hands guided by better values on those pulleys and levers of American government. So can I look to you to spread that sense of hope to those that you know? Come on.
Aw, he's so sweet, though, little Pete. Hmm.
You have to leave early today or anything?
I mean, I'm not going to vote for him, but I mean, he's a precious little guy.
He's elf on a shelf.
He is.
He's a creep.
I don't know. I think he's better than,
some of the other options.
Yeah. At least he's cute, a little sweet, puppy.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what Obama was, a cute, sweet little puppy.
I never thought that.
It turned into a pit bull against our Constitution.
I never thought that. But Pete's over here come on, guys.
Sweet Pete.
Yeah, come on, because I've only screwed up one city, not a whole state like these other people have.
Exactly. Sweet guy.
Speaking of states, there was a survey done around the country on what states each state hates the most.
Oh, I saw that. We hate Alabama.
Mississippi does.
Yeah.
Yeah, so does Louisiana, Arkansas.
Yeah, I saw that little grouping of states, and I was before I even looked at the legend, I was like, it's going to be Alabama.
But what's really funny, Jake Quillen, is that the state that hates itself?
Florida!
Yeah!
Woohoo!
Did you see, I've been hearing from everybody I know down there today, the weather forecast, because it really did get chilly.
Yeah, they're dropping. They're flying out of the trees.
Iguanas dropping out of trees. They actually put that in the official weather forecast.
Yeah, the National Weather Service. I talked about this with Ryan last night. We had Rotary, and we were talking about, this is a real thing. They had to put a news warning out there. Iguanas are not dead. They're cold-blooded, so they fall out of the trees. If you bring them into your home,
they're going to wake up.
They warm up, and then you will have an iguana in your house. But yeah,
which is not necessarily a bad thing.
It is when they're 6 feet long.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, the reason they're running, or there's so many, man, they, I don't know if you've had the experience, but I've had them come shooting across parking lots.
Yeah, they're big.
Roads, and they startle you. I mean, it's not like
little
squirrel.
It's not a lizard.
I have not had that experience.
Iguana,
to be honest with you.
It's a small dinosaur. And most of them are out there running around loose because idiots bought a cute little lizard home from the...
And they have large talon-like fingers.
I think that would be talons.
My friend Kathleen has a large St. Bernard. And one day she saw the dog walking back towards the house with 4 feet of iguana drooped out of its mouth.
Yeah. But no, I've been watching all my friends from South Florida post them because they're falling out of the trees in their front yard. And so what they're doing is putting them in the sun and they warm up and you watch them kind of come back to life. No, thank you.
I think I have better things to do.
No, Florida. I mean, it's just part of the charm.
We have a couple of legal situations in the news that we'd like to get your take on. And here's the latest on impeachment.
What a bunch of crap.
Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, 336. We did have a real cold blast. We will likely have one or two more. In the meantime, make sure that the comfort of your family is protected by the team at Clark's. Get yourself a Clark's Club membership. It's only $159. For that, you receive two annual tune-ups to your system. They get in, clean it out, make sure it's running efficiently. If they recommend a repair, you'll get that repair at a discount on parts and labor both. And as a Clark's Club member, if something goes wrong on the hottest summer day or the coldest winter morning, they're on the way at 277-2125. Really, the best and most qualified people are hired by Clark's. And their plumbers I've seen them do literally magical things. Their repairs, it's not just, putting another lug nut on. I've seen them rebuild fixtures. I didn't have to buy a new fixture for one of the bathrooms because they just put it back together and fixed it. It was, really cool. And when you have an emergency with heating and AC, it's nice to know they're on the way now, not in a day or 2 days. That's how they treat their members. 277-2125 for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people. Call Clark's or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. Lots going on already in traffic. Here's Skipper's first.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. A couple of accidents still working this afternoon. Ann Street in front of Lee High School. Hopefully they've got that one out of the way, but use caution there. The 1100 block of Perry Hill Road. This is going to be just past CTE, right up at that next red light, which is Beth Manor Drive. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Hopefully that one is also out of the way. And we still have a mess on Taylor Road in front of the Shell station across from AUM. Had an accident there affecting both lanes of traffic. We're still showing a backup on the maps. Use caution there. Light to moderate traffic all over the city. Hey, be careful out there and buckle up. We'll keep you updated. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota. Don't worry about the cold. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop where it's warm inside at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The mother of Auburn murder victim Anaya Blanchard is expected to be at the State House today. State Representative Chip Brown from Mobile will announce proposed legislation that will allow bail to be denied to those who place the public at risk with their release. The Montgomery Fire Department is looking to expand their ranks. The department held written examinations this morning for over 200 people wanting to become firefighters. Those who pass the reading and math test will then move on to a physical examination. Montgomery Fire Department Department is looking to fill 40 positions, and those jobs offer opportunities to move to other positions, including medics, special ops, and fire inspectors. Two Montgomery bars had their business licenses revoked after police say there have been numerous incidents involving violence in the past year. Sky Bar and After Five Lounge on Debbie Drive must stop doing business immediately. The business has the option to appeal the city council's decision. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This Arctic chill will soon be a memory. Tonight won't be nearly as cold as the last couple of nights. Overnight low temperature drops to about 34. We're dry tonight, but look for the chance of showers to return by tomorrow, especially after lunchtime. And then showers become likely towards Thursday evening, Thursday night, Friday morning, maybe even the rumble of thunder. High tomorrow in the mid-50s. I think we'll be teasing 60 degrees by Friday and in the 50s over the weekend. Dry this weekend. Sunshine returning Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WAC.
Did you hear the news this morning that a study has now determined that the correct normal body temperature is 97.5?
That makes me feel better. It's closer to what I normally run.
I don't trust digital thermometers.
I don't trust anything, Greg.
What kind of thermometers do you trust?
The good old-fashioned ones that are filled with poisonous mercury.
The mercury ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are scary. Those scare me. Those little glass ones.
I don't know.
I used to break them when I was in, like, elementary school and middle school. I used to hold them up to the light bulb to try to get them to go higher so I wouldn't have to go to school, and then they would bust.
Wow. I believe that.
I never even had that idea.
Yeah, so what I would do is I tried to run it under hot water, but it wouldn't, like, move the thermometer where it needed to go. So I was probably...
Comes in and you're like 107.
Like, oh my god! No, it never got to that point.
152.
I held it up to the. No, I was smart about it. Like holding it up to the thing, and I didn't think in my head like if it got too hot it would bust. But they do. So listeners, don't hold the old mercury glass ones up to a light bulb because they shatter.
I don't think mercury, we'll get those anywhere.
Well, mercury goes everywhere.
I don't think I ever even had those as a kid. I don't actually recall having thermometers, to be honest with you.
Well, that's because Lynn was like, oh, you have a broken arm? Like, it's fine.
Twice she did that.
But yeah, explode, y'all. They explode. And then your mom panics because mercury's all over your bathroom.
Well, we turned this piece of news into a cute little radio station parody.
Tired of the same old 98.6?
Then tune your body to 97.5.
97.5, the temp.
Because you are way cooler than your parents.
By a whole 1.1 degrees.
97.5.
With sweat gland and hypothalamus in the morning. Yeah!
97.5. Keeping your temperature low.
With the volume up. 97.5. The temp.
The body's new thermal alternative.
What you got there on your phone?
It's from Florida.
Oh. Of course it is.
New Miami police captain has been suspended with paydays after he claims he was a black male at a city commission meeting.
And let me say, the picture is of a very white man.
Yes.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. I haven't read the story yet. It's just breaking news.
Let's find out. WSVN, if it bleeds, it leads.
Hey, WSVN is all over this story. But I'm sure it's, you know, something.
What if he, like, checked the box to, like, get, like, affirmative action and, like, lieutenant or something?
Well, I think that they would have clearly seen before he got to that point that he was full of it. It says a Miami police captain who claims he was black at a city commission meeting has been suspended. They confirmed that Javier Ortiz, has been suspended with pay days after he made the controversial claim during a Miami commission's meeting on Friday. As far as Captain Dana Carr, she loves to call me a Latin male. I'm a black male. Yes, I am. And I'm not Hispanic. I was born in this country, he told commissioners. So... The NAACP of Miami-Dade posted a clip of the meeting on Instagram, writing in part, his comments are disturbing, and in the manner how he used them, downright disturbing to say the least.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how...
Hey, the New York Times endorsed a fake Indian.
Well, it was like that girl who was like clearly white
right,
that was like, I'm black.
Somebody.
Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah, and you're like, no. No, you're not. Like,
and that's the problem with the...
But, like, she more or less, like, sort of got away with it. I mean, like, granted, she, like, lost her job.
Because
whatever,
she, like,
but,
lied.
But, like, she's fine now.
She was working for the NAACP,
yeah,
wasn't
she? Yeah,
she,
like, put cornrow braids in her hair and, like, just said that I'm a light-skinned black
but,
girl. And
yeah,
like,
but where does the self-identifying end? Like, when is it okay versus,
when your
like,
parents
when is it
are
not
both
okay?
White, Dana. That's
yeah,
where
but I mean, like, but, there, like, when is it okay? Like, if I self-identify as Hispanic or Latino... Like, but, yeah,
there's an
I
episode of Law and Order that's about, I think the title of it was called Passing, and it was about a black man who was very light-skinned and wouldn't acknowledge his ethnicity because he thought it would hurt him in the corporate world.
Ah.
And the woman that calls him out in the episode is the character played by S. Epitha Merkerson, you know, when she was the chief of that squad or
yeah.
whatever. And it's really an impressive scene.
They will sometimes gravitate towards, like, real-life issues and spin them, which
Rip
I
from
like.
The headlines.
But I like that. But in this case, like, she got away with it because nobody questioned it until they saw, like, her high school graduation picture, and they're like, there's not a black person in your family, like, in anywhere.
I'm
but
just
using
wondering,
that
like,
to
where
gain some
stops,
kind of
because,
leverage
like,
or advantage or promotion is just...
It's wrong.
Wrong, and the system should go away. Yes.
I just wonder, like, when does the self-identifying stop? Because we can self-identify as male or female, and, like, we used to think those were immutable characteristics.
Because they are, because genetically you were either one or the other.
Now you've got...
Like, what makes it okay?
You've got states passing laws prohibiting... And I went through high school, I actually graduated, and I don't remember anybody being a transgender, but now they're passing laws in states to prevent...
Pronouns.
Biological males identifying as transgenders from competing in women's sports because they're winning everything.
Well, that's because they're guys.
Yeah.
So, like, here's the thing. Like, we have male and female sports for a reason because it would be unjust to allow a female to compete in male sports for various reasons and vice versa. So, like, the reason they're winning is because... they have different bodies. They have different strengths and weaknesses. It's like Bruce Jenner. Like, you won Olympic gold as a male. Like, you shouldn't be able to run in the Olympics as a female if you're a dude. Like, it's just not how it works.
Well, we know this. Oh, no, I better not say that because...
Caution yourself.
I'm cautioning myself right now. Randall...
Hey, how y'all doing? If it's the same video I seen, but I thought this dude was just straight white, but no Ortiz in him. But he says that he couldn't be racist because he identified as black. I mean, that's what he said in the video that I saw live.
Well, then the media has created this monster, and people are taking advantage of it. So, I can't blame him.
Like you can't identify. Like it's just, oh.
And he was being rowdy about it. Like, he was for sure looking in a mirror right then, standing there in front of him. I mean,
Although, I don't agree with this point. I think you can be racist if you're black.
Oh, I mean, I think anybody can be racist.
No, the rules of political correctness, nobody but white males can be racist. Which is ridiculous. The thing is, I don't think most people are inclined to be that way.
No, I don't.
I think we're past that by decades, but the media refuses to acknowledge it because it doesn't. Identity politics is votes.
And they take it to the extreme because racism really, I mean, I found a lot of stuff, I mean, following y'all studying, following back, and looking stuff up, but it seems to me that it's, you gotta think you better than the other race and they should die right then when you sin. That's the definition of racist when it was first brought about. Now it's just if you don't agree with something they say, you're a racist. No, it's nowhere near like that. I mean, we're talking people like J.P. Morgan. That's, you know, they are not J.P. Morgan, but let me shut up. So I'm supposed to like that. But as a man named in there, he was a racist. I mean, he thought everybody that was in front of him, if they wasn't his skin color white, that they should move out of the way, do not walk on the same, even in the same alleyway, much less the same side of the street. I mean, he was real big on that. And now it's turned into we don't agree with each other.
And another thing I hate is when people get judged for attitudes or positions they had 50, 100, 150 years ago, because based at the time today, they were not considered abnormal. Judging people through the prism of today is bad. And thank you, Randall, for the call. And I can only hope that some of the people that are doing that, they better think about how they're going to be judged, because in 50 more years, God only knows what the standards are going to be. Would you want to be judged while you're in the grave and can't defend yourself? Like Kate Smith, 351.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This hour is brought to you by Wayback Wednesday. Hello, 1990s? Listen, I swear I will trade you my Facebook account and smartphone for one more happy hour at Bennigan's and a couple of sips of Crystal Pepsi.
Bug-eyed Burbank Bolshevik Adam Schiff admits in Senate trial that impeachment is about stopping Trump's reelection to keep him off the ballot. What a surprise. Biden's brother's firm received $1.5 billion in government contracts with zero experience. And this putrid whistleblower, it's now on the record that Eric Charmella and another Obama holdover named Sean Misko were discussing how to take out, that sounds like assassination to me, how to take out President Trump 2 weeks after he was sworn in as president. And yet, this circus that we're seeing, this horrible circus. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are in the house. They are attorneys who specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. But as I mentioned a few minutes ago, one of your clients, a woman, came to our event at the pizza place last night and couldn't wait to tell me how you could on her behalf.
Well, thank you.
And their number for a consultation is 819-4810.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Here is a relationship story. That's kind of weird. It didn't happen in America. Does it still count?
Yes.
Happened in Western India. Couple there was set to get married next month after spending a year planning their wedding. It's been called off because the groom's 48-year-old father and the bride's 46-year-old mother vanished.
Vanished?
Turns out they decided to ditch and divorce their current spouses and marry each other. So,
good for them.
The in-laws...
Had the bride price already been paid?
Turns out the groom's father and bride's mother actually knew each other growing up, so they had childhood romance. So when they were adult kids, decided to get married, they started spending more time together. The flame was relit.
Well, and you know, you're talking about true love. Okay, or arranged marriage, I don't know. But, you know, very romantic and sweet things for, like, I guess months at a time. And then, you know, you just can't stop true love.
We've heard a lot about the Ukraine, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks to Joe Biden, mostly.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko. They would take it.
Yeah, the $1 billion, and you said, I'm leaving at 6. Fire the prosecutor. They did. We all know that. It's called quid pro quo. This Ukrainian story, though, involves a relationship. A guy in his 40s who lives in southern Ukraine, and woke up to a big surprise. He was wearing a chastity belt.
Oh, what a surprise!
He said his wife locked him in it while he was sleeping because she said it was the only way to stop him from having affairs.
Okay, was he on drugs or something? Or maybe he was, like, really, really drunk?
No, apparently.
I just feel like
he's the Bill Clinton of the Ukraine.
I mean, I just feel like that's a really deep sleep not to feel somebody putting a chastity belt on you in the middle of your sleep.
I feel like that's...
She might have drugged him.
I'm just saying, like, you'd have to, like, roll him and, like, roll him back and...
Yeah,
there are some holes in the story, Greg.
Yeah, chastity belt, I think that would be kind of tricky to get on anybody, even if they're sleeping deeply.
Right? Like, without cooperation.
Anyway, he couldn't get the belt off, couldn't get anything off, including the belt, and the doctors couldn't remove it, so they had to bring in a circular saw to slice off this chastity belt. It appears they were able to successfully do that without wrecking his equipment.
Well, good. Well, I guess you would cut it up by the hips, though. Well, I guess you still got to cut it down somewhere.
Yeah, how would they shimmy it off?
I feel like you cut it, like, I guess...
You go on keto and lose the weight and it just slides down.
Like, as high as you can, I feel like, you know?
The funniest line of the story, though, he's considering a divorce. Considering.
You know, it is amazing what people will not get divorced for.
It's amazing what people will put up with.
Like,
do you see that? Do you see people that put up with major stuff, but
yes.
people who get divorced over silly insignificant things?
Yes. Like, there's still a guy who didn't end up divorcing his wife, but she had like gambled away like $400,000. I'm like, why would you stay married to her?
And we see people that get divorced for $400.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, your wife like gambled away $500,000. Like, at the casino.
How much was a $500,000 of their net worth? Was that?
I mean, he does well. They don't do that well. I mean, it was like their retirement. It was their future. And, like, he stayed with her. He said, well, you know, she's going to go back into, you know, gambling rehab.
I had somebody who came into the office for a consultation, and their spouse had been openly having multiple affairs that they were not okay with, but they knew about. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, so are you going to file for divorce? And they were like, no. Mm-mm. And I'm like, what? Like, what?
I know. But then there are people who come in and, like, complain about, like, really stupid things.
And you're like, you don't need a divorce. You guys
go home.
You
go home,
nap.
Be a normal human.
Well, it's great to know that you're that honest, that that's kind of what separates you from everyone else, is that rigorous honesty. We have Fox News coming up. Lots happening on the roads already today. We'll get that from Skipper and then be right back. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, Rosie, and yours truly in the house. Baumhauer's right after the show tonight.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.